For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Investigators have updated the number of firearms they found in the hotel room and home of the Las Vegas shooter. Assistant Clark County Sheriff Todd Fasulo said officers found 23 firearms in the Mandalay Bay hotel room of Stephen Craig Paddock and 19 firearms at his home in Mesquite, Nevada. Fasulo stressed that investigations point to Paddock being the sole shooter. Police officers have obtained a search warrant to investigate the home of the suspect. The authorities said Paddock killed 59 people and injured another 527 on Sunday evening local time in the deadliest mass shooting in modern US history. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says 9 warships set for construction in 2020 will be fitted with long-range anti-missile defence systems. Under the plan, the frigates will use a Lockheed Martin Aegis combat management system with an Australian tactical interface from Saab Australia. The frigates, the construction of which will begin in 2020, were initially meant for anti-submarine warfare, but Turnbull said that including the Aegis system would make the ships capable of air and missile defence. 3 shipbuilders are competing to be awarded with the contract: the United Kingdom's BAE Systems, Italy's Fincantieri, and Spain's Navantia. The winner will be announced in 2018. The Nobel Physics Prize 2017 has been awarded to 3 scientists for their discoveries in faint ripples flying through the universe called gravitational waves. Scientists say the gravitational waves, proof of a theory developed by Albert Einstein a century ago, fundamentally alter our understanding of the universe. Sweden's Royal Academy of Sciences announced on Tuesday that the winners are Rainer Weiss of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and Barry Barish and Kip Thorne of the California Institute of Technology. The 3 were key to the first observation of gravitational waves in September 2015. The German-born Weiss was awarded half of the 9 million kroner prize amount, and Thorne and Barish will split the other half. Chinese President Xi Jinping has extended congratulations to the Renmin University of China on its 80th anniversary. The president has encouraged the RUC to use the occasion as a new starting point in becoming a world-class university with world-class disciplines. Xi Jinping said he appreciated the university's efforts, training talent for the country's revolution, construction and reform. As one of China's premier institutions of higher learning, the RUC is a research-orientated comprehensive university focusing on humanities and social sciences. China and the United States will hold their first law enforcement and cybersecurity dialogue this week. Chinese State Councillor Guo Shengkun, also Minister of Public Security, will travel to the United States from Tuesday to Friday to co-chair the dialogue. The dialogue is one of 4 high-level communication mechanisms established during the Mar-a-Lago meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and US President Donald Trump in Florida in April. A 900-year-old porcelain brush washer has shattered a world auction record for Chinese ceramics when it went under the hammer for $37.7 million in Hong Kong on Tuesday. The small blue-green dish was made in the most prestigious imperial kiln known as the Ru Guanyao in the late North Sung Dynasty, roughly the 10th to the 11th century. It was sold to an anonymous buyer in Hong Kong after a 20-minute bidding war. Sotheby's said items made by the Ru kilns are extremely rare because it was only believed to have operated for less than 20 years. The previous record, also set in Hong Kong, was held by a tiny, over 500-year-old imperial cup painted with chickens, which sold for about $36 million in 2014. The first consignment of Orange Line Metro trains imported from China has arrived in Lahore in Pakistan. The automated driverless trains with operating speeds of 80 kilometers per hour are expected to transport up to 250,000 passengers a day at 26 stations. The launching ceremony for the first train is set to be held on Saturday. The Orange Line is the first of the 3 rail lines of the proposed Lahore Metro, Pakistan's first modern mass rapid transit system as part of the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor. Chinese peacekeepers in South Sudan have been honoured for their exemplary service in the war-torn country. The 3rd Chinese Peacekeeping Battalion, with the UN mission in South Sudan, received their medals in a ceremony in Juba on Monday. Since the battalion's deployment in December last year, the Chinese contingent has carried out missions including the protection of civilian sites to reach vulnerable people in the remotest areas. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.